From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Jobless benefit applications are down slightly for last week, but that's only after an upward revision of earlier data. And the four-week moving average, which is the most stable gauge of benefits claims, is up. Financial advisor Hugh Johnson is one of the analysts who say there might be some reason for concern after a period of steadily improving jobless claim numbers.
In my view, this is not good news for the employment situation in the U.S. It looks as though things are starting to stall out, if that's the right expression.
Some economists say the increase in claims may be the result of seasonal layoffs for spring breaks at schools, for example, but others, including Johnson, are not so sure. Syria and the United Nations have signed an agreement on the terms of a monitoring mission in the country. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the monitors are to observe what's proven a shaky ceasefire that went into effect in Syria last week.
The agreement signed by Syria and the UN would increase the number of observers in the country. Right now, there is a small advance team of observers in Syria. UN officials say at least 250 are needed. The Syrian government says observers should come from what it calls neutral countries, namely Russia and China. These two countries have staunchly supported Syria by vetoing resolutions in the UN Security Council, calling for the Syrian president to step down. The aim of the current UN peace plan is for both the Syrian army and armed rebels to lay down their guns and begin a political dialogue. But since the ceasefire was supposed to take effect last week, dozens, if not hundreds, have been killed. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Challenger Mitt Romney and President Obama are hammering each other on the economy, an issue that's foremost in the minds of Americans. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports Romney campaigns today in Lorain, Ohio, just a day after the president made a pitch in the same area.
Mitt Romney is speaking today at a shuttered gypsum factory where President Obama campaigned 4 years ago. Just yesterday, the president was at nearby Lorain County Community College visiting unemployed workers getting retrained for jobs. Mr. Obama said Republicans would like to eliminate this program in order to give rich people tax breaks.
Why would we want to cut this program to give folks like me a tax cut that we don't need and that the country can't afford?
While the president did not mention Romney by name once in that speech, Romney generally takes the opposite approach, mentioning President Obama repeatedly on the stump. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
The European Union Parliament has approved a deal with the U.S. tightening restrictions on information sharing about air passengers flying from Europe to the U.S. People opposed to the deal say it still does not provide enough privacy protection for European citizens. The U.S. wants the information for its effort to combat terrorism. Stocks are up in early trading this morning. The Dow Industrials up 20 points, the Nasdaq Composite up 14. This is NPR News. Five schools have been chosen as the winners of this year's Solve for Tomorrow competition aimed at raising awareness of science, technology, engineering, and math among young people. The contest is sponsored by Samsung, which gives the schools involved more than $1 million worth of technology. And NPR's Craig Windham is with us. Craig, what's the challenge the students were given this year?
Well, Paul, they were asked to show how science or math could help the environment in their communities.
Well, tell us about a couple of the winners here. Well,
Schoharie High School is in an area of New York State that was devastated by flooding after Hurricane Irene last year. There was concern that farming there would be affected for years. Students checked for soil contamination after the flood, but teacher Amy Hausman says surprisingly none was found.
It was actually a pleasant surprise to find that nature is healing itself and that there is a future for our valley and that agriculture will come back.
So another winner?
Students at Lawrence County High School in Moulton, Alabama, Paul, focused on problems caused by wild hogs.
An invasive species that is wreaking havoc on the environment.
Feral hogs compete for food sources with deer and other native species and damage plants and stream banks.
So student Abigail Joyner says they applied some technology to the problem.
We created the hog blog, and we have a mobile app that people can keep up with the hogs, and we can help control it through that.
The wild hog blog, that is. Students also developed a better trap to catch the wild hogs, Paul.
Thanks very much, Craig. That's NPR's Craig Windham. And here, a field recording of the late Eunice Yates McAlexander of Southwest Virginia singing the ancient English song Wild Hog in the Woods, which made its way to America.
Diddle-o, I wish I could that wild hog see.
This is NPR.